Heyo! Welcome to Mostly Max and Other Things. I am the aforementioned Max, and welcome to another week of this thing here. I hope everyone has been staying healthy and sane, mostly, and doing stuff that they enjoy, mostly. Unlike adulting. Adulting is trash. I don't recommend it to anyone. Anyhooser, let's get in to the fuck shit. There's a law being put forward on the books in the state of Massachusetts. And it's the most mass-holish shit you could ever imagine. And it is basically to harvest the organs and bone marrow of prisoners in exchange for knocking time off their sentences. So if I guess a somewhat healthy person goes to jail for whatever, if they agree to probably let their stuff be harvested by someone rich, because that's probably what's going to happen, right? They can get up to a year taken off their time. So, yeah. Again, where is the asteroid? I would like it now, please. You know, we've been raised with the whole, you know, dystopic future thing, you know, kind of drilled into us through, you know, TV and movies and shit like that, books and the like. I always thought that by the time we reached the dystopian future, it would have more flying cars, you know, a little bit more Jetson action. We got some of the Jetson stuff, but not everything. I mean, I have a robot vacuum, so it's not rosy exactly, but it's close. But I thought that we would have much more in the way of creature comforts. I mean, we get to watch movies in our house. I don't know. Anyway, where's the asteroid? I'm ready to go. Close it up. Because we've hit the nadir of humanity at this point, where we're harvesting humans' organs and putting it on the books, writing it down, creating a law that you want to put up for a vote and a signature so that you can help rich people, because that's who's going to get helped by this. You know this. You know this. Rich motherfuckers who should have been dead already, like your Trumps, get to the long life because they can harvest people who don't really have a lot of options stuff. I'm certain it's happening. I don't have a doubt in the world, but I've never seen it codified in this way. So that's a thing. Known scammer George Santos, if that's even his name, has temporarily stepped down from his congressional assignments because he doesn't want to be a distraction. Bro, just quit. Just quit. Because the walls are closing in on man's dem, because the feds are looking into this pet charity scam that he ran, where he collected like $3,000 allegedly for a vet's dog's surgery and then did not give the money to the vet and just absconded with it. And, you know, of course, there are people looking in to where the money came from that funded this whole grift of a congressional campaign in the first place. As a matter of fact, the Queens DA is looking, the Nassau County DA is looking, and the New York AG is looking for the monies. Man's filled out in the paperwork that they have to file about where they get their money from and shit based on ethics, whatever the fucks. He said he gave himself $700,000 to fund his campaign, but reported that he only made $55,000. The math, as they say, is not mathing. He went back and changed that paperwork to say he ain't fund that shit himself. But then where the money, where did it come from? Because clearly you a broke boy if you out here running scams, doing check scams and stealing people's money for their dogs and shit. Like, clearly your money is not boosted and popping in that way. And of course, mealy mouth McCarthy ain't doing shit. He's talking about he believes in the rule of law. And if he gets binged by the ethics folks, then he'll do something. Right. Just like he did with all those fucks from January 6th. He's probably going to reward this guy Santos with some shit too, because he put all those dumb fucks in places of extra power, because that's what you do when you sell your soul to people. Anyway, Diamond Joe announced this week that they are going to dead the COVID public emergency, public health emergency designation on May 11th. That's my sister's birthday. That's a great gift. Anyway, that means that Madonna and them, which are already, you know, lining up to get you in your pockets, they're going to run your pockets for what's going to be an annual vaccine, a vaccination that you'll need to have along with your flu joint, which I'm not going to fall off with going forward because the flu is not that girl. I didn't like it. 0 of 10, do not recommend. So the grift is going to be extra. All of the cottage industries that have crept up around this that were subsidized by the government are going to start running your pockets on a regular basis. All of the extensions to Medicaid and Medicare that was put into action as a part of this designation are going to go away. So all those states that did not expand Medicaid or Medicare will go back to not funding things the way that they should. That's going to be great for people who were able to go get tested, to go get drugs or whatever for what they needed, to even get their, you know, everything. That's all going to go away. So poor people who, because of course that's who everything's going to affect. Those folks are going to be SOL, and all those poor states that did not expand under the ACA are going to let you eat shit. So that's great. And of course, you also know that any pretense at mitigation is done. Like, folks is done pretending that they give a fuck about each other or health. They want to get to these concerts, these restaurants, these whatevers. Fuck mitigation. So masking, all that shit is already gone, but they really gonna get rid of it. Any place that's pretending, all of the companies that are forcing you to do shit around being in their company, all that shit's done. It's been done, but it's really gonna be done after that. So yeah, all I can say to that is don't try me in these streets, because I'm gonna still be masking. I'm gonna be going inside with my mask on, and you can continue minding your motherfucking business. I would like that very much, because I'm going to not be responding the way you think. Best of luck to all of us. May the odds be ever in our favor, guys. Woo! And finally, in sad and infuriating news, Tyre Nichols was laid to rest today. And tomorrow, nothing will change. All of the usual cast of characters were there, and the black one, the VP, she was there. She said her piece. They said the whole thing about wanting to bring the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act up for a vote, and it can't be delayed, and blah, blah, blah. It will do nothing. It will do nothing. And we will be back here again with another person's child at another funeral doing the same speech. Happy Black History Month to all who celebrate. Well, this week on the pod, I do not have a guest. So let's get in to these key takeaways. My main key takeaway for this week is that whiteness will always be the cheat code. By that, I'm talking about Anna Delvey. I don't remember her real name, but you know, if you know, you know. Old girl who was running mad scams on hotels and rich people, who had a whole article written about her in the New York magazine that turned into Inventing Anna on Netflix that most of us watched, because I do enjoy a grifter story, I can't lie. Well, she is back out in these streets. I think she's got like the anklet on or whatever. and she is getting to the reality show money and art shit as well. Apparently she's going to be doing some sort of, because she's on house arrest, right? So she's supposed to be doing some reality show where she has rich niggas come over for dinner and they just sit around and talk shit about, I guess. I don't know. Will I watch? Probably. Apparently, baby had a birthday party and she had her guests who were rich and famous sign NDAs and come up off of their social security numbers in order to attend. Let me tell you something. Babes, may the odds be in your favor, ever in your favor. If you came up off your social security number to get into a party with that grifting bitch, listen, whatever happens to you, and it is exactly as you deserve. Because babes, ain't no function worth getting your whole shit rocked up. So you could party with a bitch who is a known scammer. A known scammer. Even though, you know, salute that bitch, man. She's clearing these rich motherfuckers of everything. And I'm not mad at it. But really, you can't be this stupid. But alas, we all know better. Also, she somehow got out of the INS walking her ass about this country. How'd that work? I don't understand it. But, you know, here we are. White and prospering after criming. Must be nice. Speaking of criming and getting away with it, as we all know, Tyre Nichols murderers all got binged immediately, you know, black. So they all got binged, and there were other people involved who did not get binged. There was a white cop who was chasing around the poor man and tasing him and hoping against hope that he got, what did he say? That he got, that they beat his ass? So that guy completely, more or less scot-free. They quietly put him on, what is it called? Administrative duty. So he's basically on a paid vacation. There was some other folks, I think some EMT folks who were on the scene and did not render aid. And all of them got fired. One of them was black, but the rest, was it two of them black and one guy white? But anyway, all of them got it too. And that's only after Tyre's family was like, why are they still involved? Why are they still employed? Well, the white cop who was doing the running and chasing and the tasing, he's still employed and he will be. Whatever happens, I'm certain that it does not have any effect on them being placed somewhere else at another states or counties police force to come out and do the same shit. Like I said, nothing will change. So, as I always, ending on a hype note. Actually, no, I do have some shit that's not all negative to say. I was reading about the breakdown and talks for the relaunch of the Real Housewives franchise. Like, they were going to take the old biddies. They took the old biddies off of TV and they were going to do a show called Legacy, Real Housewives of New York Legacy. And that one was going to be behind the paywall on Peacock, right? Like the Ultimate Girls Trip. So basically the talks have fallen apart. And Andy Cohen says they still talking, but the Countess Luann de Lesseps says never count them out. But yes, talks have broken down. And I would guess it's probably for the same reason why they were going to put these girls behind the paywall, because of old Ramona and her racist ass, which is the reason why there's a whole new cast of young, not all white people coming for the new show. And I'm certain there are white folks who have a lot of feelings about that, and I don't care one way or the other. I know what they're trying to do, but I think it's a good thing. But it's also like a punishment for, you know, being racist, and obviously so, where people can see you. Shout out to Ramona and all the other buzzards. I personally love it, and I am looking forward to seeing how everybody falls apart when the non-white housewives say anything at all on the show. Because, yeah, the cast is much younger. I'm surprised that they didn't, the buzzards, I guess they know what side their bread is buttered on. I'm surprised that the buzzards didn't try to be on some, it's ageism and they're replacing us with younger, fresher models. Of course they are stupid. How many times are you going to watch your old ass get drunk and fucked up on TV and talk crazy? Anyway, I will probably be amongst them watching them get drunk and talk crazy. But it's whatever. Anyway, I love it. I love mess. I love nonsense. And y'all know this. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the new girls are giving. And I'm also looking forward to seeing what happens to the buzzards. So that's as much as a high point I can end this show on. So thank you for joining me for another rambling session. Short, but sweet. of Mostly Max and Other Things. And don't let these people lull you to sleep about COVID, because 500 people a day are still dying from it. Over 1 million people have died of it. And keep washing your hands. Keep your Purell on decky. I am still spraying my packages. You don't got to get like me, but at least be vigilant. Diamond Joe and them got the okey-doke in full effect. They got you sleeping. Wake the fuck up, guys. And mind your business if you see me out in my mask, if you know like I know. So keep washing your hands. Keep wearing your mask. Keep your Purell on decky. And as always, be what? Oh, shit, I forgot. Because, oh, let me tell you about my memory. Trash. Doo-doo garbage. Shout out to perimenopause. But as always, keep taking care of yourselves and keep taking care of others. And I'll be back next week with or without a guest.